According to witness accounts, more than 7,000 Muslim men and boys between the ages of 16 and 60 were systematically slaughtered in Srebrenica. Father Stepan Cushion is regional director for the Jesuit Refugee Service, which works with the remnants of the town's two communities. He says that reconciliation isn't only about bringing those responsible to justice.
Jesus calls us to love even our enemies. It means that love is not just a feeling, it's decision.
Srebrenica is now a ghost town, decimated by its infamous past and in the grips of rampant poverty that doesn't differentiate between religion or ethnic origin. Father Cushion, after years of working in the Balkan nation, says he sees a change, but that justice at a juridical level is the responsibility of public leaders. They must set the example, just as Serbian President Boris Tadic, who is attending today's ceremonies.
As he said, he goes there with the feeling that to see how much his people is guilty. And that's a courageous act that he goes there. So something is happening to bring about the reconciliation.
I'm Emer McCarthy.